Well, we had to.
We had to. We didn't have no option.
We didn't have no option because it was all compulsory order that where we lived, the area we lived in, was completely demolished.
Wow.
Even listed buildings was knocked down.
Well, they were hitting all Newport down and making a big shopping centre, so we were told then that we had to move because our houses was all coming down.
Right.
So what they done, we moved to Betis, but we still had all our old neighbours.
Oh, okay.
Because we had like two streets. We lived like in, there was only 9 houses where we lived. And there was, how many was in Union Street? About 15.
15, yeah.
So as we moved, it like one from James Buildings, one from Union Street. Mm-hmm. And that's how we went all along. So we never lost any of our neighbours, really.
No, they just picked you up and moved you up here.
But those who didn't want to come to Betis, they could say where they wanted to go. Some went to Maze Glass.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was it.
Maze Glass. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to go to Maze Glass. We come out this year instead. Well, it was mixed feelings, really, because we had everything on top of us, only had to go up the road and we was in town. And when we came out here then, if you wanted anything, you'd have to get it to last you all the week.
Yeah.
Because it's going into town, we didn't have cars.
No.
The buses weren't coming, but you could rely on vans coming around.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Milkman, Coleman.
Yeah.
Excuse me. They're selling anything, really.
I forget that you used to have like milk vans and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I had a Coleman come in, and Cole used to be in the under the stairs.
Yeah, I had a van, you said that, yeah.
But then they had to throw the thing out the front where they used to put the bins, but people knocked them down then to extend the kitchen.
Mm. How did you feel, Ken, about moving?
Oh, horrible.
Really?
Horrible. Because I could go out in the night, I could go to the club, I could go to the dance, get on the bus and go to the dance, and come out here, you have to catch a bus from here into town, catch another bus and to go to the dance. Getting into work in the morning, I'd be up at 5:30, catch a bus to go into work.
Yeah.
Or if someone, one of the boys lived there on the estate, if he got a car, he used to have one
there.
The majority of the time it was on the bus.
Mm.
Or when it snowed, you walked.
Yeah.
When it snowed, it snowed.
Oh, aye, out here. What was it, 40 cent of money when we had that heavy snow?
I think I've heard about that, actually.
Well, I used to live up the top then. I came down to dig Jean out.
I came with you?
Yeah, and Paul did. And she was out by the front door with a little shovel like that, a coal shovel out by the front door trying to shovel the snow.
Oh,
and the snow was up here.
I got photos on somewhere of my husband making a gully way to go out. And used to walk right up to the farm to get bread and milk. No, to get milk, wasn't it? He'd be gone for ages, and oh, where is he? I hope he's all right. And he'd be bringing things of milk back for other people.
Well, a good thing in one way, because you got bigger rooms, you got running water, hot and cold water, you got a bathroom, and you've got an inside toilet. But that, that is the good thing about it. Whereas in town, you only had the 3 rooms and the back kitchen.
Mm.
You had to boil everything and cook everything on the fire.
Mm.
But you come out here and you've got this big open space, got a garden.
Clean air.
Nice fresh air. You've got all the smoke coming from the power stations and the trains, you know.
But is it bad at all, do you think, compared?
I think it's better, really,
compared to
living in town, you know. Although you miss he's going into town easy. It is better.
You missed a lot of things first of all, but then you got used to
you
it
got
after.
Used, you know, you miss things, but you get in your stride really to get to terms with it.
Yeah.